Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Tonight you're mine.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please use it to your advantage. We've got a lot of stuff there. We update it every single day just for you, so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. We had a great visit with our new friend, Anna Phillips. Anna is a very impressive young entrepreneur. She started a business called The Lash Lounge, which is where she does eyelash extensions, I'm assuming for ladies, mostly for ladies. I'm assuming that's mostly the clientele. And we talked in the previous segment about how the business worked, how she got started, how it works. But now she's in the growth stage, and we've asked her to join us here on during National Women's Small Business Month to talk to us about that. Anna, thanks again for staying with us. Congratulations on your success. Did guys ever come in to get their lashes extended?
Oh, we have a few. We have a handful of guys. You know, we...
Maybe actors or things like that, people like that?
Not so much. Well, I will tell you, we have a few news anchors.
Yeah, that's what I mean, people who are on stage.
Yes, yep. We have a few news anchors that come in for lash tinting.
Lash tinting?
Which is, that's dyeing the hairs black. So that way they don't have to wear mascara on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
Okay.
That might help you out, too.
No kidding. No, I'm just looking for any reason to come into your shop here, Anna. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, that's good. All right, I'm glad to know. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to know that we're an equal opportunity operation here.
Oh, no, we don't discriminate. Yeah.
Okay, so your business is growing well. You started in 06, and now
right.
How many shops do you have?
We have 7 locations right now, all in Texas.
All in mm-hmm. Texas.
Right.
Where at in Texas?
We have 6 in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, sprawl out, and 1 in Austin.
Oh, all right. So what made you, what was your decision, where were you with it when you were making the decision to open up the second operation? How, that was the tough one first, birthing the first, the second one, right?
Yes, the second one. I'll tell you what happened. Our first location opened, and within 2 months, we had a 2-month wait list to get an appointment.
Wow.
And so we ended up having to add an extra technician room, mm-hmm. and that filled up. And within 6 months, we said, we've got to expand. We were the first of our kind. There was
right.
no other eyelash salon in Texas.
Right.
So we started looking for a second location because, again, I was back at my same thing. We have to stop taking clients or expand. So that's where we were at. In 1 year, I opened up the second one. A year later, we opened up the third one. And at that point, I decided, you know what? I can't keep expanding personally.
Right.
It's too much for one person. So I got interested in just happened to meet someone that was involved in franchising. And that was the route that I took. So we turned this into a franchise.
So, all right, folks, this is really important because at that moment, you had to make a decision. Do I want to manage a spreading operation and be the CEO of the managers of all those things and own them outright, or do I want to develop a business model that can be scaled out to other owners and let them follow their dream and make me money in the process?
That's right.
That's where you were. And here's why that was very smart. And I know you know this, because
mm-hmm.
that took your that roped your competitors into you. Your future competitors now become your franchisees, don't they?
That's right.
Because they were going to do this anyway, right? If you hadn't, if you didn't help them, they were going to do this. And so now you go open it yourself, then they open one next door because they're the home base folks, right? Everybody knows them. You're the new kid in town.
Right.
So now they just buy a franchise from you, and voila, you guys are working together.
That's exactly right.
Very smart. Congratulations.
Yep. Thank you.
So how's it feel to be a franchisor?
Well, it feels great, and it's scary at the same time. It's a lot of responsibility, I would say, which isn't, you know, something I shy away from, but for me, I want to make sure that I do the best I can do for my franchisees, because it's not just me on the
right,
line anymore.
Right, right. You care about them. Well, so now, do you still own some shops yourself, all right?
Yes, sir. I have 3 corporate shops.
You have your own, which is good, because those are kind of your incubators, aren't they?
Oh, you're exactly
and
right.
Training.
We do all of our testing.
And
all
training
testing
and probably
training.
And all that. So so what does someone have to have a cosmetology degree in order to be able to work with you guys?
Not as an owner.
Right.
They can actually just come to us as
and buy the shop
mother,
and,
if they want.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
But technicians do have to have some sort of a license with whatever state you're in.
Right, I got you. How much does it cost to buy a franchise from you guys?
The franchise fees $30,000.
Right.
And the all in, it is a brick and mortar salon.
Right.
So all in with working capital for quite a few months is between $200,000 and $350,000.
Okay. All right. That's So is that a blink level for some people?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
Is that tough for some people? I mean, this
for sure.
This makes sure the people who do this are serious, doesn't it?
It is. It's exactly. It weeds a lot of people out, and we understand that.
Yeah.
But you know, it's a recession right now.
Well, you can't be naive. So thelashlounge.com, right?
That's correct.
That's how they can find out more about this. Anna, congratulations. I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much.
You've taught us a lot, and come back again real soon. Tell us how things are going.
I would love to.
Anna Phillips, ladies and gentlemen, with the Lash Lounge. Great American success story. I'll take a quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.